going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Takes a village to raise a child.
Well, you should write that down. That's a good one.
Shut up. And we all have to be vigilant of the little ones around us.
Yes.
It is our responsibility, Thomas, to keep them safe, which has become an issue for someone in this room.
What happened?
Recently. Well, this was strange enough for her to notice, but when you see a kid you don't know in a situation that you feel a little weird about, it can be hard to decide if they are in need of your help or you look like a giant weirdo stepping in.
Yeah.
So, Kimmy,
yep.
You had a situation at Wegmans?
Yeah. So I ran to Wegmans after work one afternoon, and I'm walking in, and there is a girl walking in front of me who I would put her, how young is your youngest, 12?
12, yeah.
So maybe she was like 10, 11 years old.
Okay.
Like maybe just looked slightly younger than your youngest. And I was like looking around, like I think this little girl's walking into the store on her own. Like I found it weird. And I'm like, maybe she's going to find her parent at some point. But as I'm walking around the store, she is also walking around by herself, like looking at stuff to buy. And like, seems like she's just on a little running an errand on her own. So I don't know if her parent is in the parking lot, if they dropped her off there, if she walked there by herself to get something from the store. I just thought it was weird the age, because she wasn't young enough to be lost. Like, she wasn't, you know, a kid wandering around looking for their parent.
She ain't crying.
Where I could understand, like, oh, I should step in here and, you know, try to help this kid locate their mom or dad.
Okay.
But I wouldn't think she would be old enough to be in there by herself.
Okay.
So I'm like, do I have to do, like, am I, are all the adults here, like, responsible for, you know, finding, like, making sure this kid's okay? Or is this just a... Is this an age where it's not a weird thing to be in a store by yourself?
Okay, so what'd you do?
I didn't do anything. I watched a kid
if
buy
you
something
kid,
and leave.
Good luck.
Yeah,
welcome to life.
Yeah, like I said, if it was like a toddler or something, I could ask them, like, are you lost? But this kid isn't young enough to be lost.
And they're not acting lost.
Yeah.
And they're not crying.
Okay, no, but they just didn't look upset in any way. Right.
But just because a kid's not upset doesn't mean they are allowed to be or should be on their own somewhere in public. I mean, that's a great question. How old is too old to be lost?
Okay.
Right? Because that's what this comes down to.
Yeah.
So, and here's the thing, Kimmy. There's lots of dicey stuff in this situation.
Because
the first problem, it's hard to know the age of kids these days.
Yeah.
I know that makes me sound like
I just kind of figured she had to be around your youngest age.
Okay, but here's the thing. So there are like 4-foot, 80-pound 8th graders.
Yeah.
There are 6-foot, 200-pound 11-year-olds.
Yes. Yeah.
And seeing them from a distance, even being right next to them, it can be hard to tell if the body matches the brain. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
Right? Maturity-wise. But even if you are sure of what that kid's age could be, like you said, Kimmy, you can't tell if they're in a bad spot in that situation.
No. I mean, they didn't look like they needed help, but I guess you can't tell.
So, like, you thought it's like 10, 11 years old.
Yeah.
All right. So that's like 5th, 6th grade.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
There are parents. that would have no problem sending a kid that age into the store to get stuff alone. There are parents who would be effing losing it, not knowing where that kid was at all times.
All right, but so to that point, you just had to mind your own damn business.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying on that, because like some parents think it's okay, some parents don't. Why would I get involved?
Well, you don't want to make this kid feel weird. Like, right. I don't want this kid to have like stranger danger if I approach them, you know?
But they're not doing anything wrong either. They're not crying. No. They're not like, where's my mommy? Why am I getting involved?
Okay, because you're making an assumption that a kid that is crying, that's the only reason that they could be, let me try, how do I put it?
Under stress.
Yes. Right. Not even under stress. Like, maybe the kid isn't under stress. Maybe the kid walked out of their house without their parents knowing, decided they were going to go to Wegmans. Like, just because the kid isn't freaking out, doesn't mean that they are in a situation that is safe for them or that their parents know where they are.
So what's the age? Because I got a number in my head.
What's your number?
I'm trying to think. I would say like 9, 10.
9 alone?
Yeah.
In a store? Out
no,
the
no stress. Just looking around, buying candy, going to walk home. What do I know? What do I care?
9?
Yeah. Why can't a 9?
Walking home alone at 9?
Why can't a kid at 9 walk up to the store, get a candy bar, and come back?
That's like fourth grade.
All right.
This ain't a Bronx Tale, man.
I mean, I used to do it when I was a kid.
Like I said, this ain't a Bronx Tale. You're dressed.
I used to buy beer and cigarettes.
You're dressed like one of the hangarounds at the cab stand this morning. Yeah, do it. Yeah, no, you're good. Good call, Paulie. Good call. Good call.
So I'm way low.
I think so. Nice way to you.
So what should I say to the kid? If I walk up.
You nothing.
Hey, kid. Come here, kid.
Honey, that melting man. Stay away from him. But okay, I'm sorry.
I wouldn't even know what to say to a kid that's not asking for help.
Other than asking, do you need help?
But that's weird because, no, idiot. I'm trying to figure out what candy bar I want.
No, but I think Kimmy's statement is fine. I think it's just asking, hey, do you need any help? And if they say no, well,
why? Because of my age? You ageist?
Yeah, you're like 9, kid. Stupid.
I would be very uncomfortable.
All right. Here's why this is not bothersome to you. And if you want to jump in, the
You've
phone
number. Had children.
No, that's not it. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. You have no soul.
Yes.
Guilt does not affect you in any way.
It don't live rent-free in me.
Okay. For most human beings, if you see a situation like this where there's a 9, 10, 11-year-old kid by themselves in the store in public.
But they're just trucking around.
And you keep walking. That is going to bother you. Unless you get some kind of closure. For example, Kimmy, when did this happen to you?
When?
Yeah.
So it was maybe Thursday of last week.
And it's still on her mind.
Yeah.
Like the fact that she walked out of there, came in, told, like, you know, she asked
me sincerely. Well, I asked you because I was thinking, like, it reminded me of your daughters. And I know, like, I couldn't picture you letting them go into a store on their own and do something like that.
Would not. Would not.
Right. So I was thinking, is that normal? Is I don't know. I just found myself in a weird position. Like, should I help this kid or just let it be?
But
am I being like an overbearing adult?
The point I'm making is the fact that it was still on Kimmy's mind days
later.
Yes, well, not eight away, but like it's something that you're going to worry about. And God forbid it is a situation where something's bad and you didn't do anything about it.
But let's say I walk up to that kid and what is there a problem? No.
Okay. Well, you did all you could.
But that's all you're going to get anyway.
Maybe not. Maybe not.
There was also part of me that saw Wegmans as like a safe space.
It is.
Okay.
I know like bad things can happen anywhere.
Bro,
but
that
I'm
place
like,
is a
well,
shield.
I'm sure she's familiar with this place.
Ain't nothing bad happening.
Okay, so you don't.
And I know
start getting
it was a
phone
bad
calls of all the bad things that have happened.
I know
that
it was a bad assumption. But there was part of me that like felt a little bit more comfortable.
Yes.
She was in the store walking around. I don't know.
Number one chain, kid. Relax.
No, there is no such thing as a totally safe space, especially when a kid's in a store with a bunch of adults by themselves.
I will say this. It's one of the safest places.
It's based on what?
Volume of sales, great
what?
Bargains, their
what?
Marketing.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
They're just a great company. You should think about getting a job here, kid. Your future's at Wegmans. Yeah, I'll give a sales pitch and a application to a 10-year-old.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Kimmy and Wegmans, the other day, she's walking in. She sees a kid that looked, you said, 9, 10, 11 years old.
Yeah, it's slightly younger than your youngest daughter.
Walking in by herself. And the kid's walking around the store, and Kimmy's noticing the kid is still by herself.
Yeah.
And
she's
Kimmy
running an errand, I guess.
Kimmy was wondering, like, is this okay? Do I say something? She had such internal strife. She did nothing about it.
Yeah. But you get off the bus by yourself and walk home.
It's literally right down the street from the house.
Yeah, but let's say the parents aren't even home. They're a latchkey kid.
Okay. I mean, that happens, but you're in your safe space. Your home is a safe space.
Well, bad things happen in the home, too.
Okay. If you're going to go statistically, where are you just shrugging?
I also remember.
He's upset that he thinks you thought Wegmans might be dangerous for that kid.
No,
that's what he's
taking. No, I said I felt comfortable because I assumed it was a safe space.
I agree with
her. But I'm also thinking now, I remember riding my bike as a kid, like me and my friends at like maybe 11, 12 to like the convenience store to get stuff.
So I guess that's what it comes down to, right? Like, when did you start to get that public freedom? What age when you were younger? Like, walk to the store by yourself. You know, go spend money with your parents dropping you off.
Yeah, I mean, my age was young because it was day and age.
Sure. And, like, same with me, right? Like, I think I was in, like, fifth, sixth grade.
Yeah.
But, like, I remember my parents dropping me off at the mall with my friends and leaving me alone in sixth
grade. Yeah, I could see that.
Right? I mean, and granted, you can't drop your kids off at the mall unsupervised anymore. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then remember, like, you'd have to call your parents to pick you up. But my dad wouldn't take the collect call, so you'd have to, when they'd be like, what's your name, please? You'd have to yell really fast, okay, we're ready to be picked up! Every kid did that, right?
Was he going to spend 25 cents on your safe ass?
Exactly, yes. But, like, I couldn't imagine letting my 12-year-old, like, walk into a Wegmans from my house by themselves, go do their thing, and come home.
But I think with the stats today, we're safer now than we were 15, 20 years ago.
Absolutely, but we're also way more
aware.
Well,
you've seen more horror
stories. Bad things that could happen.
Well, and it's not even the horror stories. Because, look, you know, I'm always on that whole, everything is safe, right?
The judgment from other parents, too, you'd have to deal with.
Also an issue. Right? Like, God forbid, like, my daughter sees, like, a friend of mine.
Yeah.
Where's your dad? He's at home. Oh. 252-WCMF-252-9263. Let's talk to Rob. Hey, Rob, how are you, buddy?
Good, how are you?
Good, Rob. What do you got?
Well, I'm saying it ain't my semen demon, so why would I care? I mean, there's store associates that'll go and take care of that whole problem for you.
It's a quality take. Hey, Rob, you got kids?
Yes, I do.
So you don't want other people to be on the lookout for things that might be wrong with your kids when you're not there?
Nah, my kid knows how to take care of himself at 8 years old.
I mean, father like this, why would I doubt it?
All right.
Great take, Rob. Have a good rest of the day.
He's an 8-year-old. He can handle himself.
Oh, that poor kid.
Yes.
Oh, that poor, poor kid. I would assume most parents would appreciate other people keeping. You can't always see your kid.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure, like, as a parent, you've had multiple scares where your kid got separated from you for, like, a minute or two, and you would absolutely appreciate a mom or dad being like, hey, let's find your parents.
But going back to something, you know, that whole idea that it's safer now, which it is statistically, for our kids to be out alone. Why did we go backwards?
Oh, probably, you know, we started seeing things in the media.
Okay.
You know, stories that were popping up.
But my kid knows way more now about how to protect herself, themselves, right, than I did. Like, when we were kids, Kimmy, it was just look for a guy in a trench coat in a van.
Yes. In a van.
But it was always. But
don't take that candy.
Well, that guy's going to show in Wham.
Kimmy, we had an idea in our head of what they looked like.
Scary old man.
You got it.
Yeah.
Right? Not to mention, now, if your kid's got a cell phone, you can track your kid step for step wherever they are.
But you have so much built-in protection now.
Yeah, but I still don't want to do it. And my parents had no problem setting me free.
Yeah.
Riding my bike down Shiley Avenue in fifth grade to go to Westgate Plaza.
Just the traffic alone.
He was a wide kid. He even had to sign in the back. They stole it from some moving company. Had the blinking lights and everything. The flagman.
It's a big operation for me to go to Faye's Drugs.
Had to get a sheriff to follow it.
To watch my buddy shoplift candy bars. Which I then ate. It's so funny because, like, you are completely unaware or do not care.
Here's the thing. I don't know how to approach a kid that ain't. I've never had a kid.
Dressed like that, maybe he thinks you own a chocolate factory that he wants to let you tour.
I can understand a man being a little bit more hesitant to get involved than a woman.
Yes.
Just because of the way, I could see how you could fear the way that looks to somebody else.
Like, I wouldn't know the words I would use to approach that kid and not knowing what's going to come back to me.
No, I get it. And the fact that you don't have your own kids.
Never have.
Okay, but it's not even the fact that you don't know how to deal with kids. Because let's say I'm in this situation, and I am worried this kid is in danger. Right. And I go up to this kid, and the kid freaks out, and the parent sees it. And they go, what are you doing to my kid? I go, hey, look, I have kids of my own. I just want to make sure they were okay. That might be enough to defuse the situation.
Right.
If you walk up, and they go, what are you doing? And you go, ah, I'm Tommy.
I've never had children.
But I was looking at yours.
I just wanted to ask your child some questions.
252-WCMF. 252-9263. Let's talk to Paula. Hey, Paula, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good. What do you got?
What if it's not a kid? What if it's a midget?
A little person. Okay.
It was definitely a child.
Or a that's your. Person. That, I'm sorry. I
you called
really
a station
call
with that take?
I thought you might like it.
Okay. Hey, Paula, you got kids, right?
Yes.
Okay. how old are they now?
They're 35 and 38.
Are you a grandmama?
I am.
Are you sure they're not little people? No, look. What I'm asking is, the grandkids now, because I'm sure that you let your kids have freedoms when they were younger, that your kids will not let their kids have. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay, so is that okay with you? Or do you think the way you did it with your kids is the better way?
No, well, you know, it depends. We lived in Leroy. It was a really small town. Everybody knew each other. And so, you know, when the kids went down the street to visit a friend, it was okay for them to go without me because it's kind of like we all looked out for each other's kids. But now if I saw a kid in Wegmans, that even if he was 12, I don't care. I would still, you know, say, hey, how you doing? You know, you looking for anything in particular?
And don't say it like that. Don't say it like that, Paula.
Say anything in interest you could?
So maybe I could take out and show you.
No.
That's good. Hide what I got from it, Paula.
Yeah.
I also love Paula.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Paula, very sweet.
Yeah. Paula should be the one to approach a kid.
100% old women can always get away. But I do find it funny. And look, Paula, you are not the only parent. My parents were like this. Kimmy, your parents were like this. But like this idea, like it was a small town and everyone looked out for each other, is how every horrible Netflix documentary starts, right?
Absolutely.
Like, it was a small town. Everyone knew everyone else's faces. And they couldn't imagine.
My parents, we would play with our friends until after dark. You know, play kick the can and run around the neighborhood when it was
kick
dark.
Kick the can? What are you, 90?
No, we're going back to a Bronx Tale.
No, I'm 65. I'm your age.
Were you so poor your family only had a can?
You can't come back. Bro, she just obliterated you. It's over. Laid out. It's done. You just got grenade, son. Paula, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. What are you, 90? No, I'm your age. All right, so we solved nothing here.
No.
Well,
I know I ain't doing it.
Okay.
It kind of seems like
most people aren't getting involved.
Right.
Yeah, I'm probably not at that point either.
Because there's nothing there to see.
But God forbid you get home, you turn on the news, and it's like, you know, missing child, and there's a picture of the kid.
But like you said, what if the kid said, I don't need help?
Yeah, at that point.
I'm not pushing for it anyways.
You wouldn't have solved anything at that point anyway.
Yeah, but at least I would have felt like I did something.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, writing on Instagram, like thoughts and prayers.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I didn't do anything.
Okay.
But it felt like I did.
Thoughts and prayers.
Exactly.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
If you're someone who uses these,
yeah,
you might want to stop.
Oh.
Because according to this study, it says a lot about what kind of psycho you are. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, the University of Oklahoma. No, excuse me, Oklahoma State University.
All right.
Just published an article in the Journal of Current Psychology, which we subscribe to here in the break
room. Oh, yeah. Great read.
And it says that people who use emojis on a regular basis may not be what you think they are.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, it has two different explanations for men and women.
All right.
They say for men, heavy emoji use revealed manipulative behavior and emotional roller coaster manipulation.
What do you mean?
That was not the best way to answer that. For those who don't know, Tommy is Mr. Emoji Guy.
Yeah, it's easy. Boom.
He only...
I give you a thumbs up. Okay.
Communicates in emoji.
Or a cocktail glass.
Okay. So, Kimmy, when it comes to the men that we know in our lives...
Yeah.
Okay. If I were to tell you, because your dad's an emoji guy too.
Yeah. Very short answer kind of guy.
Yeah, blunt.
It just takes
him
so long to type, and I think that's the reason.
So that's the excuse you're going with?
No, I've seen him type.
Okay. So not the fact that he is a manipulative person using the emoji to try...
Well, how am I manipulating?
Oh, so in the study, it says, use of emoji may be related to strategies to manipulate the perception of others and to present a positive impression of oneself.
You have admitted, too, that you use emojis just to participate in the group chat. Like, you don't really want to say anything, so you'll just throw in, like, a smiley face or something every now and then.
Because, like, let's say the family, you know, one that I'm on.
Yeah.
Like, they're all, they've already used up all the good stuff by the time I get there. So I just thumbs up, heart, whatever.
I like that.
So yeah,
that's,
like.
So that's not manipulative? Just inserting yourself in the conversation to
show
that?
Well, I'm on the feed. I mean, I'm on the group
chat. It's to show that you read it.
Right. It's, hey, saw that. Great.
Right, but that's kind of manipulative, right? Like, hey, I'm participating in this when you're really not actually participating.
No, I read it.
Okay.
I came up with an emotion, and then I emojied it.
Okay.
But manipulate would mean I take something over to make it about myself.
Like,
that's
like inserting yourself in a conversation?
Well, you included me.
Uh-huh. Sounds awfully manipulative to me,
my friend.
I don't
know what you're talking about.
So here's the thing. Women don't get off the hook either. According to the study, women who overuse emojis want to come off as agreeable and open. So even if they say something or put something in a social media post that might be construed as like controversial or mean, in their heads, the emojis make it all better.
Okay.
So if you were to get upset, you'd be like, oh, no, I put the smiley face, cry face, heart, 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 smiley face, cry face, which I know women in my life that do this all the time.
What, the cry face, heart face?
If they text me something
or
tweet something where it's like, oh, there's 15 emojis after.
Oh, to kind of soften the blow.
I guess, it feels like they're softening it with the emojis.
So is it bad to use? I mean, to me, it's easier.
I'm not an emoji person. Are you an emoji person?
Well, because you think you're above it, because you think you're an intellectual.
No, I don't.
It's your cell phone.
What? Well, like when I'm having a conversation with somebody.
Let me, I'll write it out for you.
Well, that's what a text is.
Let me tell you how I feel about this Sabres tonight. I'm not going to use a puck emoji, but I could break down that last play. It was deplorable. I'm Pat Duffy.
So what I saw
from the from the desk of Pat Duffy. I wouldn't emoji that. You buffoon. You animal.
I don't know why. But I find myself reading it differently depending on the emoji.
What do you mean by that?
So if somebody's laughing, if they just say, ha, 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 I'm like, oh, they're just throwing me a bone here. If they do, ha, 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 cry face, they really think it's funny.
Oh, really?
And I don't know why. Or like, I think I pick up on... Like, if you put, like, a silly face or something after a statement that sounds a little bit more serious, I think it lightens it up a little
Well, that's what they're saying women are doing on a regular basis here.
I don't want somebody to think I mean that in a serious tone, so I'm going to put a heart or something.
So you do feel that pressure? Like, because, you know, for you to say
something. But I feel the pressure only because I read it that way.
Okay.
Or if somebody doesn't do it. Responding to me, I think, oh, man, are they mad at me?
So it's an interesting, you know, according to this article with you saying that. Yeah. I mean, Tommy, you have no problem texting something or saying something that someone could construe as, like, aggressive or, like, if you don't like something, this is how it is.
Okay.
Where apparently women still don't feel comfortable enough, some women, doing that. Like, you can't say,
but
like.
But is that only because we grew up with the messaging systems? You know what I mean? Like, I grew up communicating with a lot of my friends through AIM at the time, or like little group chats and things like that. I don't know if I would have that same take on the way I read things if I didn't grow up communicating that way?
That's an interesting question. I mean, I don't have it, and I grew up that way. I mean, are there guys that see it like that? Like, you don't, if you get an aggressive or direct message without an emoji, you're going to take it as, like, this guy's a dick?
Yeah, maybe.
But, I mean, we're allowed to be dicks.
True.
Where women aren't
really. It's a very feminine look.
Okay, the way you said that. Oh, would you call them buffoons? I wouldn't dare.
From the desk of Pat Duffy. So yesterday this kind of happened to me with you.
Oh.
Because I texted you saying I was going to get a Starbucks.
Yes.
And I was picking you one
yep,
up.
Yep, yep.
And you wrote back.
Yeah, by the way, thanks.
You don't drink coffee and you don't eat.
I know, but I would.
I'm not spending $7 on a Pepsi.
I want you to buy it and I want to pour it out in front of your face.
So I said, awesome. Thank you.
Right. So then after that,
yeah,
like I was going to just give you a thumbs up.
Oh, no.
Or like a cup of coffee with a thumbs up, but I didn't because I know y'all would make fun of me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have made fun of you.
I would have made fun of
you. Well, because you were getting coffee. But if you wasn't getting coffee, you'd light my ass up.
I actually would have been impressed that you found the coffee emoji.
I got a five. How stupid.
I don't think
you scroll past them all.
I just would think you wouldn't bother with it, I guess.
Well, in the conversation.
Okay.
But I didn't. I just left it open.
Yeah, I think.
Because sometimes, like, I feel like I haven't exchanged enough with you in this conversation.
Yes.
Like, it needs something else here, or it looks open-ended.
No, you're right.
So that's what I pop.
Part of it is that, too. You feel
I
like
emoji bomb it, and then it's done.
Yeah, you don't feel like there's a real ending to the conversation, or you
right.
don't know where to end the conversation. So I kind of think, like, a simple emoji kind of
a little pop
puts the period on the sentence.
It is funny the way you say that. Again, we're talking about the study done by Oklahoma State University. It revealed that men who overuse emojis are seen as manipulative, or at least that's what the study found. Women who do it are using it to come off as agreeable and not look aggressive or like a bitch when they put statements out. Okay. Have you ever had a conversation with somebody, like via text, where you think like everything's going well or there's more to say, and then they hit you with the emoji, which is the obvious, I am done having this conversation?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not
oh,
see
really?
That.
They tapped out.
Yeah. Like, I thought
see,
there was.
I never felt like the conversation should go past that point.
No, I understand. I'm not going to continue the conversation.
But you felt like there should be more.
Well, I thought like we were in the middle of something.
Yeah,
and then,
so
like,
there was more back and forth.
And then here comes the emoji. It's like, oh, you're done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ew.
It's like that, huh? No, it's like a train hitting a brick wall. Like, I thought there was more here. Apparently, I was wrong. I have been mojied.
Well, you put more out than I do. I mean, I'm so blunt. I never get that far in a conversation with somebody. I just, you know, okay.
Well, yeah, no. I mean, it's a generational difference.
I also can't spell, and I'm not good at punctuation, so I'm going to be there forever trying to make this short point.
Would you rather have a phone call or a text message?
Oh, phone call.
That's so weird.
No, because I don't want to write and think and spell. It's freaking school.
Dude, the text is so much easier. I despise my phone ringing now, man. Like, if my phone starts to vibrate, like, I immediately don't want any part of
it. If it's a phone call that could have been a text, why'd you call me?
But I don't want to write a novel.
If you just need a yes or no answer, text me.
Like, we'll be watching TV, and my wife will go, oh, stop this real quick. It's so-and-so. What are you writing?
You'd rather have her call them?
I'd rather you not do any of it, but like, my God, this typing out is like, it's been 10 minutes.
My God, this typing out, it's been 10 minutes.
What are you writing to this woman? She's not that interesting.
But sometimes it's smarter to put it in a text depending on what you're trying to say because you can edit it.
All right.
You know?
Man.
Like, if you're trying to tell somebody something heartfelt or you're voicing something that's bothering you, maybe it's better you put it in the text so you could read how it actually sounds.
Well, no, because I always read that the wrong way, too.
Oh.
Like, I mean, you know, there are ways, statements that can be made where the tone of voice completely changes what that statement means.
So I hate when I get an emotional text.
Why?
Because I don't know how to
respond. How often do you get those?
Well, you know, family, something happened. Guess, you know.
Okay.
I don't know how to respond.
So you'd rather it be a phone call.
Yeah, because I don't want to. Oh my!
See, I would think you'd be better at faking a text than you would on the phone, sounding sincere.
Yeah, you're hiding behind the phone.
Oh wow, that sucks. Oh wow.
I love how you're saying it like you would read it from him. Oh wow, that sucks. Well,
because I think it would come across too blunt.
Hmm.
Like, okay. I'm not concerned enough. I'm just blowing you off right now.
As opposed to your voice, which also does the exact same thing.
I know, but I think I could play it a little bit better.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this a brand new Tommy Mulane nobody's ever been introduced to ever that has emotion?
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm, I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.